Thank you very much for having me, Matt. A
couple of songs that we do play of yours, Railroads,
yes.
Bay and Tree. We play both of those on our local music show. And the reason why we got you in, because one, I'm really nosy, so we'll get to know you a bit better. But there is a show coming up that you're doing with some of your mates.
Yes.
Now, we'll start off with that. That's at the Bastard Town, which I hate saying on the radio because it's a very naughty word.
I haven't been there yet.
And you're there on Friday night.
Yes, ladies' night. Yes.
Not the ladies' night we know at Monsoons.
It's a bit of a bit more tamed, I think.
A subdued ladies' night. So all lady local artists, and we do love our local artists, so they're very creative ladies out there. Who are you playing with?
We're playing with Abby Ramkins,
yep.
Mandy Boots,
yep.
And Nat Leasley.
Who don't you get on with?
Do I say it over the radio? I don't
know. Why not?
Know.
Why not?
No, that's for the.
Okay, who do you love?
I love them all, but yeah. you'll find out some more juiciness if you come to the ladies' night.
All right, because a few of them I'm aware of. A few of them are quite new.
Yeah, little Abby. She's I think she's 17 years old. But she's this beautiful little upcoming folk singer. Yeah. But she's very passionate to the music. And I think Mandy. She's getting in there as well. And Nat, I think she's been a part of it for a while now, but she's just still going strong with her beautiful hip hop.
You have been bouncing around in our beautiful town it would have to be a decade now.
Yeah.
Originally from Melbourne town.
Yep.
Came here 10 years ago.
Yep.
And you've been in that musical scene for a decade now up here?
I reckon about 5 years.
Yeah.
So Angie Sublime sang in front of her.
She
got me. She drew me in, that beautiful Angie Sublime.
You've been actively kind of recording and producing music for the last bunch of years.
Yes.
How many releases have you had so far?
4.
Tell us about some of those releases. We are playing Railroads, which is my favourite, and then there's the Bay and Tree. What else have you been releasing?
My first song was called Keeping Afloat. Yeah. And then the next one was Railroads and Banyan. And I love my little Wholehearted Woman.
Yeah.
Don't know what other people think, but I love my Wholehearted Woman.
Okay, all right. How do you attack a song? Is it music for you first, or is it lyrics, or it's the idea?
For me, it's the theme. I just need to really sort of take up the theme and really just get that feel for what I'm trying to say. Mm. And then all the metaphors, all the words, all the colour.
Hook comes first, or is it an idea? So you know, some people work on a chorus first, some people work on a verse.
I reckon I'm a chorus kind of gal.
Yeah, you're a hook.
Yeah, I'm a hook. That's the central piece that I'm trying to explain.
Do you have a sneaky little notebook that you take everywhere just in case a word pops out?
I think I'm like the new aged mobile phone.
Oh, mobile.
I wish I was the old school book thing.
Are you always looking for the next song? Is another question I'll ask you.
Well, I've had a bit of time off because I need to start singing them in front of people now. I can't just keep writing songs and not sing them in front of people.
You're busy. You get out there and do most of the shows that I've seen you attached to are cover shows. You do a few of those.
That's right.
And then you sneak your own songs in.
Not regularly, and this is why I'm looking forward to this Friday night.
Can't you put that in the contract? Look, I'll come and sing some covers for you, but I'm sorry, but at least 5 of them are going to be my own.
Well, I think I might need to start. Well, it takes guts to put your voice out there, I think.
Who cares? Just do
Who
it.
Cares?
All right, so what is next for you?
I've nearly actually finished an album,
like
all my 10 songs, so I'm just sort of waiting. I don't know. Something stopped me.
Yep.
I've got some songs in the pipeworks that are just really ready to sort of explode. But
it's too hard to do albums these days. It's just singles and, you know, promo songs and getting them up on streaming platforms and then harassing radio stations to play your stuff.
Yeah, that's this new day and age I think we're living in, the singles world, isn't it?
So, Nurse at RDH, do you have to bring the guitar up sometimes at Christmas time or bar mitzvahs or people's birthdays? Do they make you sing to the patients?
Haven't yet.
You haven't yet?
No.
See, I'm just giving them ideas.
Yes.
Hey? Uh-oh.
I'm giving me ideas.
There's people at the hospitals that sing to patients, especially the kids.
Yeah.
Maybe you could do that. Captain Starlight.
Yeah, that's right. I was working at PEDS a few days back. Yeah. Maybe I'll just
get the banjo out or something, a little ukulele or something.
Sounds fabulous.
Which one should we play for you, Jenny Trill? Thank you very much for coming in and sharing your life with me. What have you got? You get to pick. Railroads or Bay and Tree. You pick. Go.
Well, I love my Banyan Tree, Falling in Love. in Darwin.
All right, that song.
But
about...
if you want railroads, then
no,
that's
no,
fine.
No, you get to pick. You're the boss.
I love my Banyan Tree. It's coming from Melbourne City to coming to Darwin and seeing the tropics and being under a banyan tree, and falling in love with other and Darwin.
Right. So it's not actually about a tree. It's a metaphor.
Well, it was under the tree that it all just
right. So you hooked up under a tree.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
So why don't you just say that?
Oh well, that's why I do songwriting, because I beat around the bush. I'm not straight to the point.
So it's a romantic song.
It is.
Because you've got a little fam bam now.
Yes.
Husband and the kid.
Yes.
Boy. And the song is about.
Yes.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yes. Cool. This is Jenny Attrill from Darwin on Territory FM 104.1.